I remember Alamol. I was a bacher in Ponovich. So once we went away for a Shabbos with Sofzman, so we and Paul Bochum went together. We went for a chizuk to Mischazik in a andere yeshiva. I don't want to say it was a different kind of yeshiva from Ponovich. Ich will nicht sagen, welche yeshiva es gewesen. And I remember it was a Shchoydeshav, and we went for 9 days. We decided to chaz as roi, then we'll give him a chabura. We'll chaz as seder as roi. Kitzur, we came in the morning, we sat morning seder, then was mincha. Then, okay, we didn't know where to go down to lunch, you know, we went to ask permission. And we hear singing and dancing in the dining room. Mamash, azevi v'shchoyde shodo. Kitzur, you know, we went down, you know, we see everyone is dancing with the Zayis Livers and they're singing Mishanich Nas Ov and the Zalbenigan that we sing Mishanich Nas Odo. And I did the dance for 5 minutes, and then there's a clap, and one guy goes up on the table and he says, as Mizok Taribo from the Kotzke Rebbe, as Mishanich Nas Ov Mematim Koyacha Klippes Al Yedei Simcha. Mematim Koyach HaKlippes B'Simcha. Shenichnas Ov Mematim Koyach HaKlippes B'Simcha. And again, the Olam sank for 5 minutes. So, was merke, das nicht in unsere Ashkofe. Das ist andere Sort bis Medrash. Aber Avada, even though we speak, all the Poskim say, Avada in learning, was Mgela und Itzter, Beshaste bis Medrash, Beshaste lernen, Avada darf sein mit der ganzen Simcha, mit der ganzen Geschmack. No, like we spoke last week, is Hilchis Aveilus. And Legabi the Alochis, we have to keep the Alochis, what we're going to learn. And the first Alochis is Mishanichnas Ov Mematim Besimche. Zay Paskin Shulchan Aruch. Mishanichnas Ov Mematim Besimche. Now the Mogil Avrom Lahem Pshat, Mishanichnas Ov Mematim Besimcho, She'ein Smeichim Klal. She'ein Smeichim Klal. And that's like the Mogil Avrom. The Sharatzion brings down a raya from Tesis and Yevomis that nish the pshat she ain't smeichim klal, not the pshat pochis me'ergeiloi. Pochis me'ergeiloi. He says b'sheir she'avoido shtei to memayet b'chlal and shmuzing and chodesh and ov in the beginning shalo yover v'choyk v'kalus roish. I'm saying a person has to know Stam, you know, to sit zusammen mit der ganzen Letzolos de Kamatze, mit auch nicht. Adin ist schon auch. Morgen Abraham says, eins mich im Klau, doch ist mir Ergeloi. Aber Stam, wo er morgen geht rein zu Adir, you know, so Zman, mehrt, kekoila Sir. You know, das ist, you know, big laughing, das ist Osu. Poshut, sag Osu, das ist Osu. Na, Shulchan Aruch steht, mematim bemasse umatim. Now we have to do business. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says that bizmaneinu you're allowed to, ki hakol kedei chayov. Everything is called kedei chayov. But the Poskim say that shel simche, masumatin shel simche, to organize lebedike zachen, masumatin shel simche nisht. Was er meint nicht als Simcha nicht. Now, to buy new Zach in a 9-tag, so the Aloch is like this. Kelim Ktanim, like little bits and pieces when we roof those, you're allowed to. Only if it's for making the house pretty, then you're not allowed to. Aber Kelim Chashuvim, silver dishes, gold dishes, these things you're not allowed to buy. The most to buy a washing machine, a dryer, a fridge. If you need it, most places can hold you allowed to. And if you don't need it for now, it's fuck out. Then it's also. But if you need it for now, then it's mutter. Reb Nissen Karelitz holds, even if you need it, if it's not mamisha satchak, not to buy it. The shayla that alamol bochrim asks, you know, some bochrim leave, they leave for good. And you want to buy a fridge to your dear. And there's a sale, a bochrim is selling a fridge for 200 shekels. So first parsha, the first parsha says it's going kelim chadoshim bichlal. That's kelim chadoshim mayad avashayin aza. That says it's going kelim chadoshim. Secondly, I feel if someone tells you first he tires that it's new, all the, you know, they sell a phone that it's new, all different little zachen. If it's a mitzia, then it's like shaving mishnebura that they had like big sales in that days. Then you're allowed to. So if it's like a mitzia, then you're allowed to. Now, you're not allowed to buy no clothes in Tisha Sayomim. Even new socks you're not allowed to buy. It's mucher the mishnebura and Seif Vov. And Seif Vov, and Tov Reish Nun Aleph. And it is okay. Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. And Seif Vov, and Seif Mucher in Mishnebure, Shekoyim Zekin. So, Mucher in Mishnebure, not allowed to buy even socks. Chaim Kanievsky says, even a new yarmulke and a gartel, also you're not allowed to buy. Mikol Mekoyim, to buy slippers for Tisha B'Av, you're allowed. Why? Fakert, das heißt Aveles. I don't know, if someone buys fancy sneakers for Tisha B'Av, das hab ich, ich weiß nicht klar. Ich weiß nicht klar. But anyway, he's planning to buy this nice for the whole B'Av's money, and he's trying to start Tisha B'Av, das weiß ich nicht. Das ist damit gedei to buy it tomorrow, not to wait to Tisha Sayomim. But he's buying slippers for Tisha B'Av, the place can say, that's Avelis. He's busy with the Avelis. That's why he can kill him Chadoshim. Again, if it's a sale, a big sale, here you have to have a big sale. Before I said it's not a sale. If it's a big mamish, a real sale, half price, new clothes, then you're allowed to buy even new clothes. You're not allowed to sew new clothes, but again, to fix old clothes, you're allowed to. What? I think so, I'm not sure. Because the reason the Mishnah Berurah says that it's Be'etzem, because it's the issue to buy, is not because Masu Matan, you have to divide Be'etzem B'Shaila. It's because the Mishnah Berurah says from the same reason Chazal asked it to make kibbutz, so the issue to buy new clothes, Legora mi kibbutz. Kibbutz le'maisa v'machmi v'biz chatzois. But it's also a zach that it's mitzad Masu Matan Shibbutz. Masu Matan le'maisa is leichter. We'll see most places came already, it's mutter. But I'm not sure. Now, to wear big day Shabbos during the week, so you have to divide it to two. Some Bachim I see, they have Mamish Shabbos clothes. Now, I'll explain. They have weekday clothes, that could be a suit that even doesn't match, or suits that match, the pants and the jacket. And they have like a nice, you know, it's a good wedding deal, weird. Oh, but they have their Shabbos suit. This is the only weird mamish in Shabbos other the best friend's wedding. This you're not allowed to wear a nine tech. But if you have Lemoshel a suit, that the pshat, during the week you have weekday clothes. However, if it's a wedding, if it's a chweis, if it's a choshev and matzev, you have to go, or Lemoshel the ties. Every little simcha you put on a tie. But again, if you have like a special tie that this is mamish, this you don't touch. This you don't bow, you don't touch. This no one gets. This is only for very special occasions. Does enich nami not allowed to wear? If someone has to have a date during 9 days, so the shayla comes up, alamol, we're speaking now on the bachrim. The kahalas have different halachas in this zachen shtikl. The maisa, the psak is, again, if he has these kind of clothes, I'm a normal tie, this achet. Shaila, he wants to wear his special suit. So if he feels that he doesn't have nothing else that he could go, you know, every bacher is a bit of tall echad and zed. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was very machmer in it. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, I'm the Zalman Fakat. This is a mitzvah. So, achocho meina beroyshay. Enough. Aber es ist doch ein Wort zu Maker sein, if you have to. Das meine ich zu sagen. Na, Lamashe ist ein Bar Mitzvah. Again, most of the Poskim hold This happens a lot. There's a lot of bar mitzvahs coming. So the shayla is if the cousins are allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. So the muvach shita is no. But the Shari Tshuva brings down that could be the cousins that normally for the bar mitzvah wear, they'll be allowed to wear. Why I'm saying it, if I'm saying most places can hold not to. Again, the Rosh Hashanah said, Modar l'shem mishpachas ha-shtikam. I mean, I've listened, Yedah Eile kicks different psalkim in these achim. If you have to be Semer, Sidor, I must be Semer. But the Bar Mitzvah Bachar, his father, his mother, is no Shaila, they're allowed. Lemaise, in Mishneh Berurah and Yilin Be'alochas, is a lot of alochas, but I'm skipping these alochas because the minhag sheniskabel al pi agroes that we wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos. In the earlier times, the Siddish given us, Klal Yisrael didn't wear Shabbos clothes in Tisha Sayomi. And I said this Alamot. Klal Yisrael was Shabbos Kodesh, they went with weekday clothes. Because it's Avelis. The Baruch says, I have a half a cousin's chasen, I wear Shabbos clothes. Klal Yisrael was Shabbos Amalka gekumen. This time a date. Shabbos Amalka. Klal Yisrael didn't wear Shabbos clothes. There's a couple of reasons. Why? Aleph, because of Shabbos. And another reason I heard from my Rebbes, the reason it was not niskabel so much, chutz, I'm saying, al pi aloches, al smach de goen, v'chulei. But the reason also is, ochun vei, if people will go with weekday and Shabbos. You'll find a guy that will find his pen in his pocket, and v'chulei, and a mistake he will put on the light. Will be a weekday atmosphere, and our days, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. I'm saying, Betziruf, it's not a reason to change the aloche. Betziruf is given a goyen, and in our days the poskim felt that it would be a real pirtze. Only think, veloche pirtze it would be. Why I'm saying that? Because Malk will go to the aloches of Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, but we have gedenken, as the ikara aloche is given in Klal Yisrael, they walked with the same clothes. There was no ties garnished. You know veloche avelis, it put the atmosphere of avelis? Just again, we can't, we say mech on the chazani, on the goyen, but still, that we can't do it in our days. What happens in Motzei Shabbos? The halacha is that you don't have to rush. Again, the chazanish was makpid miyad Motzei Shabbos to take off the Shabbos clothes. The heter is for Shabbos, ois Shabbos, ois heter. The maise, Klal Yisrael feels nicht aze. They say, I hear Rabbi Yisrael Salanter will take off his shtreimel, I heard. But, Shmuel Salant, maybe. Shmuel Salant. Al pi aloche you don't have. The aloche is a isur kibus. It's a isur kibus. Again, we paskin that the Isur Kibus starts already from the beginning. On the Nagim Le'achmim Chilas Rosh Chodesh. B'nai Sfarad have a different minig, but the B'nai Ashkenaz, the minig is that it's also to mechabes from the beginning of the 9 days. You're not allowed to be mechabes even if it will be ready after Tisha B'Av. That you're not allowed to give it to the dry cleaner. You have a dry cleaner, Lama Zagim. You want it to be ready for after Tisha B'Av. You will ask me, what is the nafkamina? What is the nafkamina? He's also not allowed to be mechabes. Lama Zagim, he's a sfardi. So you will give him, he's allowed to give, bring it back Motzei Tisha B'Av. You're leaving the day after Tisha B'Av, so we had a good bocha, and the mele, but you want to have clean laundry. So 2 days before Shabbos, next week, you will give him all of your clothes. Tell him, Yom Shlishi by night, I want it after Tisha B'Av, put. You're not allowed to. Even by a goy. And the shayla, the poiskim against, not so much neged, the people that have washing machines, if you're allowed to put a washing machine on to, an hour before the nine tag, and the washing machine will turn into the nine tag. The meiser, the chefter is the meiser kibus, the pressing the button was not a nine tag. Other than that, the chefter of the beggar is getting clean. The poiskim and meiser say not to do it. Again, when people come b'shas adchak, we might have a heter to them. But not to do it. The same thing, you're not allowed to wash shaitels. It's a beged. Not mitzad isur chitza, we're speaking now mitzad isur kibus. It's an isur kibus. Again, Anna Zog, not this is Nishkin beged. Nishkin mensch, that's even a dish. Then you have to wash dishes. It's Nishkin beged. Nishkin beged, and it's not a head. Isur rechitza is on the head. Beged is kibbutz. Does nisht ahem, nisht ahem. The man, you're allowed. Again, but I will nisht negea instance. Now, the stipler was very machmir. A lot of bochum don't know it. You eat in yeshiva, a little bit chunt fell on your shirt. A little bit ketchup spritz on your shirt. Stipend says you're not allowed to wash it down with water. This is kibbutz. You think kibbutz is in a washing machine? Well, only washing, I'm only giving a washing machine. What was the mol kibbutz? You wanted you rinsed it. He says, if you're in if you're embarrassed, what do you mean you're embarrassed? You say, change your shirt. I'm in yeshiva. Yeah, no, I got a stain. What I'll do now? On the whole day I'll go with a stain? So, Stipend, then you're allowed to. Or if you don't have it, if you're embarrassed to go with it, then, and you don't have something else to go with, then you're allowed to. Because it's not mamish akibus. But
are you able to give something into a cleaner and pick it up, let's say, Wednesday night? So
and if you know that, and they will do it after Tisha Sayomim, yeah.
And if they're not,
you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to.
They could have.
So tell them to do it. They could have. Tell them. If you told them and then they didn't listen, it's not your problem. You're right.
What about washing for children?
But we'll get to that. Now, the mimic is not to rinse the floors. Not to rinse floors. It's not me'ikar hadin. Because of that, a lot of people were matir. Lemaisa klali soil were mekabel not to rinse floors. A lot of time again, you have housekeepers or people that come to wash the house once a week, twice a week. The meaning is not to do it. Lekovet Shabbos, you're allowed to. A yeshiva, a besmedrash, a place that people learn, you're allowed to. If the place is very dirty, you're allowed to. Or if it's little kids that play on the floor, you're also allowed to. To polish your shoes. Shlomo Zalman holds you're not allowed to polish your shoes. Isur kibbutz. Reb Moshe was matir, but not to shine it. And polishing the shoes, so you have some people just do like a little thing with a little bit of liquid that just makes it black. But the real polishing shoes is you take like a black cream, and then after you put it on, then you start to shine it with a zah, to make it to shine very much. This you're not allowed to shine. To shine it, you're not allowed to. For Kovet Shabbos, you're allowed to. They say once, Shlomo Zalman told someone, but only if you do it for every Shabbos. But if every Shabbos you don't polish your shoes, don't polish it from Kentisha Sayom. But Lekula Alma, even if you don't want to polish your shoes during the week, if you want to take like a baby wipe and wash your shoe a little bit, Lekula Alma, it's not called kibbutz. Not like, it's just taking off the dust. Even you tell me in a shirt, we said before not to take off stains. And a shoe, wiping it with a baby wipe, to say you can washing a shoe. The shoe, the way of washing it is shoe polish.
So
I said also, Shem Zalman holds you're not allowed to. Rabbi Yashiv holds, Rabbi Moshe holds you're allowed to. Little kids' clothes that you can't keep them clean, you're allowed to wash them. Then Chazal will not go so that a person has to prepare so much clothes for the little kids. But again, you're not allowed to, in the same time, push one more thing into the washing machine. You say, if I go, I'm doing it, I will do already noch hazach in the washing machine. It says, ma'ava b'shiurim, finish tazay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, you're not allowed to wear clothes that were washed. Again, it's guilt, again, it's not nageh, our every clothes that by us goes to the washing machine, it's called kibbutz shalonu, you're not allowed to wear it at night tech. You're not allowed to use towels that were washed. Chutzma to wipe your hands for the tears you die. You're not allowed to put new linen on the bed if they were washed. So what you do? So there's a couple eitzes. One eitz is, you wear every shirt a half an hour before the night tag. You change every half an hour. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos also. You change every half an hour. But mainly you have shirts, enough shirts. You use the towels a little bit, you fold them back. This is one eitz. If you didn't prepare, the eitz is to put it on the floor and to step on it a little bit. That it gets a little bit dirty. Das ist der Aloche. Mir kann ich mir schauen, dass ein der Aloche. Now, as a machlek is a poiskim, if this aloche exists only in beged elyon, shirts, pants, or also in socks, and all the clothes that are near the body, like undershirt, all these kind of zachen, if it's also. Machlekes. Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Nissim Karolitz say every clothes. And a lot of poiskim hold nishta say. The answer is, I say, some people don't want to be semech on the eitzah to put on the floor. They want to wear. It's the better thing to do. Of a gabi undershirt and all these achim, you just put them on the floor with your shoes. You scratch them a little bit on the floor back and forth. Nothing happens to them. They get a little bit dirty, and then you wear them. Helps the same. No, not machim das. Step in it with a shoe. Not people, but people, you know, clean the floor and step in it with the toes, the Hezishkin stepping. You walk in it a little bit. Go on Ishma Zayin. If you have guests, you're allowed to put new linen for them. Again, I don't want to marry of them because I'll be very behind, it's very late. I want to maspik machasach. In the hotels, Alamo is a shayle. If guests come, for sure you could give them new towels and they're allowed to use the new towels. And the same thing in the hotels, the psak is, you're allowed to change the linen. I'm not going in now to the main shayle. People are staying in a hotel. So it's a service in most hotels that every day they come in and they change your stuff. They gave us. It's not so posher that you're allowed to use the service in Tisha Sayyamim. Now, when you come in a new place, you're allowed to. And the reason is, I want to explain. Why some people hold that all the underclothes you're allowed to wear? They say it's not tainuk. It's not derech tainuk. It's pasha sein a mensch. A guest come. What do you give him clothes that someone else wore? You give him dirty clothes. I mean, this is the way to live. It's not refreshing. Just a person come, you give him clean zachem. You give him dirty zachem. But maybe if you're in the hotel, for the first day you're allowed to have clean clothes. Clean linen. But the other day, if you want, you put a zazach at the door, they don't come in. So no eitzes. The mayor is not so posher to make them to change. This is posher gishmak. Okay, this is the part of the service. This is the hotel. Every day, everything is fresh and clean. Again, in Shabbos, you're allowed to wear Shabbos clothes and you're allowed to wear dvorim mechubas. The halacha we know not to rinse in the ninth tag. Again, the Sfardim is only Shavua Shechalboi, Minag Bnei Ashkenaz is from Rosh Chodesh. The Isur is to rinse all of the body, even with cold water. Ponov, Yodov, Veraglov is Mutal, with cold water. What is Ponov? The face. Not the hair. What is Yodov? It's a Machlekes, if it means the Kafayat, other till the malpik. The elbow, I think, yes. Raglov, it's be'etzen till the knee. Some people tie that in our days there's no heta to rinse the feet. In the old days, they went in the sand, there was no shoes, every place was dirty. So their hands, like our hands and our face gets dirty, the feet was also a place that got dirty. In our days, the feet doesn't not a place that gets dirty. I'm the time to fuck out. In our days, because we have so much clothes on our feet, it sweats much more, so there's different reasons to rinse it. So, the man said, Polavi of the raglov is mut. Now, b'tzoyne. You have to know, tzoyne doesn't mean freezing water. You're allowed to add hot water to the freezing water that will be pleasant. The amount of heat, I'll say, is the same heat when a person spits, the same temperature of the spit of a person you're allowed to have. If you're very istinous and your mamish suffers, it's mamish freezing for you, you're allowed to add a little bit more. The klal is, a rechitza that is tainug is also. To take away the tzina is mutter, it's not tainug. Ktanim that have lice and these achim, you're allowed to rinse them. Someone is dirty, he became dirty, he's allowed to rinse. Most poskim hold that this is the halacha, you're allowed to brush your teeth in Tisha Sayomim, even with toothpaste. So don't machmirim, but say you're not allowed to. Also, it's not good to avail this halacha. When you're sitting Shiva, you're allowed to brush your teeth? I remember I went to Menachem, one of the Gdelim in Yerushalayim, when he was sitting Shiva. I remember in the whole Shiva was discussing if you're allowed to brush your teeth in Tisha Sayomim. Rechitzas piv. Rechitzas piv with soap. We'll see later that you're not allowed. Even Ponav Yodav Raglev, you're allowed to. We'll see soon. You're not allowed to do it with soap. Only with water. So the shayla is, if you're allowed to rinse with soap, your teeth. I want to explain. Why people brush their teeth? Some is health reasons. And you're fresh. After you're fresh, you brush your teeth. You're fresh. We call it in Hebrew, Rechitzas Tainuk. This is Mamash Rechitzas Tainuk. They put like something that makes like you breathe after it like a mint taste. That's the man, Rechitza Steinu. In different words, Rechitza Steinu. Rechitza Steinu is awesome. That's the halacha. I'm saying it's mutter. I was not machmer like this shittas. I'm just saying, you want to ask, it looks like stamps, the shita, and ayahumwe came from nowhere. It didn't come from nowhere. So Rechitza Steinu. You're not allowed to rinse your hands with soap. You're not allowed to. If you're dirty, yes. But still, you want to feel fresh in the morning with soap. You're not allowed to. Also, what's coming down? I read today in one of the Sforim that they were sitting and reading Kines. And Amos Gven as a minig that people, little kids, threw like little pieces of wood into the oilum when they said Kines. It was out the minig in Yerushalayim. The minig started because they were scared, people were getting too sad. So the kids wanted to make a shtickle. Today we don't need this meaning anymore. As I given us a meaning, all the Sforim, everyone writes again the meaning. If zrikas utzrabolim, it's like the little things on these trees that grow the little black balls. And one of the gedolim, they were throwing by night, and one of the balls fell into his beard, and he was yelling, "Bisamikdosh brent time, bisamikdosh brent!" In the middle of the night was a fire in the house of all these kids, and all of them were burned for death. And I listen, say, Chol HaPeis Mikdashenu. Chazal HaMetak and Tekones. Kol She'einoi Mis'abel al Yerushalayim, Einoi Zoyche V'roya B'churbono. Now you will decide. If you take a shower when you're not allowed to, Chazal promise you, Einoi Zoyche V'roya B'churbono. Einoi Zoyche V'roya B'vinyono. If you have a heter, yeah. If you stand with Zalzo, Kol She'einoi Mis'abel, if you tell me I'm crying so much, no, one of the halachas, but crying we spoke last week, we're not zoiche. So our misabel is this, we keep the halachas. So if we didn't keep the halachas like we have to, Chazal told us what will happen. We will not see when it's built. So we could decide, everyone could decide himself. If he wants to play with fire. Now, so we said, Ponav Yerav Araglev is Mutar. Now, Erev Shabbos, again next week, Erev Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that the Ikar HaLoche, the Ikar HaLoche state, you're allowed to rinse pon of Yodav Raglov and your head with cold water. Mishneh Berurah says, if you're used to every week taking a warm shower for Shabbos, you're allowed to do pon of Yodav Raglov V'Roishoi B'Chami, or without soap. Zok the Salmas Chaim from Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, that if you feel you need a soap just to take out the sweat and the dirt, You're allowed to do Palav Yad V'raglov even with soap. Now, a lot of poiskim and a lot of people in our days rinse the whole body for the Kovet Shabbos, Palav Yad V'raglov, and the whole body, and hot water, and soap. V'yesh lehem al mal lismich. V'yesh lehem al mal lismich. Again, the Choshev Neteira don't do it. But yesh al mal lismich. Why? I want to be magdim, and I'll explain back. A person that is an istemis, is very, very spoiled. And if he doesn't take a shower, he can learn. So the poskim say he's allowed to take a shower during the week with cold water. Yeah, we said cold doesn't mean freezing water. It means nothing gishmak is hot. Just that it's pleasant. The same thing, someone that sweats very much. They say the same thing. And the longness is the same longness. You're not allowed to take a chitzel at tainug just to feel fresh in the morning. This is also. But if you first feel you can't, the kenish, then you're allowed to. It's not a push, I'll explain in a second. This hetel. It's true for a Moshe of them. In a second I'll explain this hetel, where it exists. But a lot of people say, if you feel that you're from that group, during the week, other your name. Over an Erev Shabbos, Avada, you're allowed to do it. Because while you feel so ichi, without taking a shower, Lekovet Shabbos, Avada says you're doing it Lekovet Shabbos and not Lo'oinig. Are you enjoying? You're allowed to even use soap. This is the reason that Lekovet Shabbos, especially people that are so spoiled today, it's much easier to be maker for them, Lekovet Shabbos. Now we have to know, it's true in some of G'dayles Manenu, that in our days, in the hot countries, that you sweat very much, you're allowed to take showers, these cold showers. You have to know, what is the ghetto? People say in our days, you know, with the sun, this, the whole thought, it's much warmer for my mom. But you have to know that in our days, it's air conditioned. Only think what would be in this room without the air condition if we would be sitting here 50 years ago. And Chazal also gave the halacha not to take showers. So you're right. So you're right. They had less showers there, so maybe they were not so used to it, but they didn't have so much clothes to change. They wore the same shirt for a week, with no showers, and it was not so bad. It was no problems al pi halacha to daven near them. And today a guy, you know, he doesn't take a shower a day, he says, yeah, but al pi halacha, I'm not so sure if I can daven. You know, I'm a kohen, it must be because kohen, all different kashas that I hear. I'm saying, medav vison, a person has to be emes with himself. Emes with himself. Again, after he's very spoiled and he does it because he feels dirty mamish, it's not osu be'etzim, because it's not rechitzas tainuk. To little kids, till 3 years old, most of the poskim hold that is not a problem. Stop. Till little kids. Now, as a halacha, you're not allowed to eat bosol v'lo lishtes yayin mirosh chodesh ad ha'tainis. Again, leminogeinu. Now, what it means not to eat bosol, not to eat flesh. You're not allowed to eat not only flesh. Ramazogan is chicken potatoes are made together. You're not allowed to eat the potatoes. But if something was done in a fleshy kapat, but was no flesh in it, even though it's a ben yoima, you're allowed to eat it. A maicho that had flesh, but was bottled b'shishi, you're allowed to eat it. Now, the meaning is to makpid in a tafshil that has wine. If you feel the taste of the wine, sometimes people go to hotels or to restaurants. You order a salmon or these nice fishes. Normally, they put a little bit of wine. And the Mevinim even could taste it. You have to know that it's also. A lot of different cocktails of drinks, they have a little bit of wine inside. If you feel the taste of the wine, It's also in Tisha Sayomi. It's also in Tisha Sayomi. Now, the age of a little kid to eat fleishiks, the Mishneh Berurah says if the kid is healthy, so it's three steps in kids. It's Nagei Ashtikl. Is the age, is Bar Mitzvah. Then is Igiya Lechinuch, around six. Then is Igiya Lis'abel Al Yerushalayim. A kid 6 years old, maybe is Igiya Lechinuch. But he's not Igiya Lishir Lis'abel Al Yerushalayim. The Mishneh Berurah says if he Igiya Lechinuch, you already have to be Machmir. Some people are Machmir, even in the kids that are not Igiya Lechinuch. But we have to know it's a chumre. In our days, the chumre became much more because in our days, when all of these schnitzels, the power of schnitzel, all of the power of the soya world, you can is enough what to give the kids without giving them fleishiks. But the ma'aseh, you have to know the Mishneh Berurah is only machmir from Igiya Lechinuch. People are machmir mishum agmas nefesh even before Igiya Lechinuch. But lekule alme ktan ktanim 2-3 years old is no inyan not to give them fleishiks. Shabbos you're allowed to. Now the famous shaila is alimol. What happens in shalashudis if you pull in the shalashudis weiter? You have a shalashudis that is nimshach. You're allowed to give fleishiks or not? Shalashudis. The Mishneh Berurah brings down two shittas. And the shayla is how to learn pshat in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Siv Kot Nun Hei. The way I was mekabel to learn pshat in Mishneh Berurah is that the Mishneh Berurah says that it's okay. Mishneh Berurah says you're allowed to. And they want to learn a different pshat in Mishneh Berurah. I don't want to learn. I'll tell you b'k'tzor. The Mishneh Berurah speaks about that the tzibur already daven, but the tzibur is already weak, and you mamshich yisuda. So some people are machmir, the Mishneh Berurah says. The Mishneh Berurah says, and I hold in Shabbos it's mutter. Anyway, you're saying retzei in Birkas Hamazon. So shape Mishneh Berurah, then it's mutter. The misnagdim taina, the Mishneh Berurah is talking in a place that the tzibur were already mitzi Shabbos before the time. Sharatzin says, "Ava pishu be'etzem uyed." The whole is parer, but he's nigger after the tzibur. But in the case that is already oismot to Shabbos, but lemaisa the minig is to be maker. Lemaisa regarding the nails we mentioned last week, I just wanted to make it a shtickle more clear. Chutz from two sforim, the kafachaim and the piskechuvus and the zeores and the badim. All the poiskim lemaisa hold, you're allowed to cut your nails in this week. The only mokum to be machmir not to cut nails is next week. But only in Shavua Shechalba. Now, you're not allowed to be metayel in Erev Tisha B'Av. Came to Erev Tisha B'Av now. You're not allowed to go to a walk in Erev Tisha B'Av. Some people say from Chatzoi, some people say from the morning. The minig is not to learn from Chatzois, only Dvorim Amutorim. Now the minig is, in Sunim of Sekes, you're not allowed to eat two tafshilim. So what we do is, they have one big meal before Mincha, and then we eat the Sunim of Sekes. The Sunim of Sekes, you have to sit on the floor, al pi Kabbalah, not to sit on the floor, mamish, to have something in between you and the floor. Even a plastic, a paper. It's only a pikabole. You're allowed to, you wear your shoes in Sudam of Sekes. You don't sit three people together in Sudam of Sekes that you're not be mischayev bezimun. But the other, if you sat three people together, you don't do zimun. You eat pascha reiva, with no mayonnaise, but garnished. After it, you take the bread and you dip it in ashes. And you have to say, hareze sudas tishabov. The meaning is to eat a boiled egg. It has to be cold, not hot. It doesn't mean cold, not hot. Now, after the Sudam of Sekes, if it's time yet to eat, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat after the Sudam of Sekes. Only if you mekabel the tainis. Like atchila, the Mishneh Berurah says to say mefurish before you benching, I don't have a das to be mekabel the tainis. Again, if you didn't say it, the Mishneh Berurah says you're allowed to eat. But the Mishneh Berurah says like atchila to say I'm not mekabel the tainis. You have to know Sura Mafsekes, even people that are going not to fast in Tisha B'Av, even people that are not fasting in Tisha B'Av, Shemazam Al-Ayabach told me they have to eat the Sura Mafsekes. They have to go to the floor and eat the Sura Mafsekes. Sura Mafsekes is no shaykhis to the fast. It's a Sura Aninus, Azevi Ainer, when he comes back to the Besachayim, you make it a Sura Savroe. This is the Sura Mafsekes. Really, even if you're going, was 1 year my wife couldn't fast, I went to ask Shem Zayim, but remember, it's Mucha from the Goyen, that you have to have a Sura Mafsekes, even if she can't fast. State in Aloha, you're not allowed to learn Torah, Nevim, Veksuvim, and Tisha B'Av. Obel, Koyru B'Dvorim Aroim. You're allowed to Koyru B'Dvorim Aroim. Kler Delomdim Ashayla. You're allowed to learn Dvorim Aroim, or you have to learn? Tisha B'Av is potum v'talmud Torah. You want to learn something, you're allowed to learn Medrash Eicha. Ano zechiv talmud Torah erev v'laila. No, suke mekenish. Makes mekenish. Dvorim Aroim, Tisha B'Av is potum. If someone wants to learn, you could read sad things. L'chure, Avad is a chiv to learn. Only mekenisht. But if we learn the Indian Ashtikel Be'iyun, we'll see us in Ishtase. In Rambam, in Hilchos Tainis, Perek Hei Aloche Yud Aleph, the Rambam makes down the Aloche. Talmidei Chachomin, we're not allowed to say Shalom B'Tisha B'Av. Elo Yoshvim Dovim V'Ne'enochim Ke'aveilim. V'im Nosa Lehem Ha'Me'oret Shalom Machzirim Lehi B'Sof Ho'Rovo. V'Osu Likri B'Tisha B'Av V'Nevim Mishne K'suvim. U'Mikca Sachachomim Noyagim Shelo Elo Aniach Bo'i Tfilin Barosh. U'Mikca Sachachomim Noyagim שלא להניח בו תפילין בראש. Some of the chachomim are noyeg שלא להניח בו תפילין בראש. They don't put on tefillin on the roish and Tisha B'Av. נשאלת השאלה, why only מקצת החכמים נויגים שלא להניח בו תפילין בראש? Why in the hand they put on tefillin? מקצת החכמים נויגים שלא להניח בו תפילין בראש. לד מקצת החכמים שלא להניח תפילין בראש. אין קשר. אין הלכות אבלס, פסקן דרמב"ם, אין הלכות אבלס, אין מניחים בתפילין. אין מניחים בתפילין. Zaveres day rice, biyom rish.
to the water.
האוכל בימים הראשונים בלבד אסור להניח תפילין. דושטי מקצץ החכום עם מהגים שלא להניח תפילין בראש. ודושטי דברלס שלא להניח תפילין. רבינו יחיל מפריז' תק הם מועד קודם זז that even אוכל is only part of תפילין שבראש. בסדר? אפשר דיס מקצץ החכום כבר יחיל מפריז'. אבל ברמב"ם himself brings down אוכל אסור להניח תפילין. פרק דן הלא חטס בפרק אמיל חשתיים יש מקצה סרחום אני לא זה זר the BCS it brings down and see בטוב קוסנון hey we don't put on tefillin in the morning but in מינכה we put on tefillin תשבו או נת תשבו פשור second kasha a lot of tzaddikim and anshei maase they hide in the house Tisha B'Av morning and they put on tefillin you'll never know about it because they hide the shaila is why they do it what is this but that's all gonna say tzedoy gemore gemore in ksubes gemore in suke ovel osur betfilin zogt rashi why gemore says shenema bo empeher zogt rashi שנאמר בו אמפר ואובל מאולול באופור קרנוי ורוישוי ואין זה פאר לתפילים סיניש פאר פעד התפילים אז האובל ולא קצת תפילים רשן ברוך הזאת גזל בזך ואובל מגולל בצערוי ואין זה פאר פאר חרחוב ושולחו ואין זה פאר לתפילים אובל is insane פס נשפד התפילים to be an אובל זה דקשה, אבל רשי ינסו כחופי עמוד בייז רשי ינסו כחופי עמוד בייז עוד בוא זוג דרשי זוג דרשי אובל פוטו מן התפילין ואובל הפערו שמספר בעצמו ומרא שאין בי אובל זה היה בסתירה רשי ינבוח איזה נקסו וסייז וואי אובל אז פוטו מתפילין סיפס נשפד התפילין אין זה פער לתפילין רשי ניצו כחופי עמוד בי זוק וואי אובל הספורטו מתפילים זוקת רשי שמרא שאין מי אובל זה הצדין לבייס או הצדין לתפילים רשי אין ברוכס רשי אין כסו בסדבוב שתי תזבוס הצדין בייחס תפילים רשי ניצו כשתי צדין בייחס הרייס וייס יש לו צווי דינים Weiß es nur zwei Dinge. 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 One din Hilchis Aveilis and one din Hilchis Tfilin. The Rambam weiß nur his whole that it's two Dinge. Mitzad Ovel The Rambam says, Ovel also leaniach tefillin. The Gemara says, Potu. What's the Lashon Gemara in Sukkah? Ovel Potu mikol ha-mitzvah shebateireh. Ovel chayav mikol ha-mitzvah shebateireh, chutz min ha-tefillin. Chayav, Potu. Chayav mikol ha-mitzvah shebateireh, chutz min ha-tefillin. The Rambam says, also. Aloha b'yuchis ha-veilis. Chutz from that, Zadin b'yuchis tefillin. זה ביזיון של התפילין. מוס בזוגן הזה, דדין ביזיון של התפילין, את סיין תפילין של יד, סיין תפילין של ראש. What the oval is like an afer, all of his body is like a חפצה של אופל. All of his body is Eifer, Me'ulol, Ba'ofa. So the man, it's a bizarre for the tefillin to be an Aaron. As a nisht bekovedik. Nisht bekovedik for the tefillin. Side tefillin shel Yad, side tefillin shel Rosh. This is the reason the Rambam brings says, Ovel also. It's another halacha. That when you put on tefillin, it's like jewelry. You show that you're not an Ovel. Someone has jewelry inside his pocket. It's also an Avelis. Under his clothes, he has jewelry. Nah. So the tefillin sheberosh is v'rol kol am ha'aretz kishayim Hashem nikro mimecha v'yarnu mimecha. So that we're put on tefillin that shows that you're not over El Gate, not on tefillin sheberosh. V'rol kol am ha'aretz kishayim Hashem nikro lecha v'yarnu mimecha. The dinner is a design for tefillin. Side tefillin shebeyad, side tefillin sheberosh. Yeah, that's the first day aside. Yeah, the Mullah Maisa from Shmir Shabbos Kir Chosa told me a Maisa Mullah. So I checked it from the people that were there. He went once. He had to go to South America for a Shchita. Kids are going to go and he had to dive in Shachis. Came to a room to dive in Shachis. The room given full with Shkotzim. Nicht alle, he had Kleider dort. Nicht in a good Zimmer. The kids saying, oh, Sustan was dangerous of this, you know, to daven there, because all of them, we will daven, you know, full Bishkotzim, somewhere, in what are these strange countries, I don't know how you say them. The kids say, he told him, what is the problem? Give me my bag of tefillin. He put on the tefillin shel Yad, he put on the tefillin shel Rosh. He said, V'rou kol amei ha'oretz kishem Hashem nikro lecho v'yoru mimeko. And all the guys got up and left the room. Miyad. Everyone ran out. So I went to ask two people that were there. And they told me, yeah, they were there. This is what happened. So I went to ask. I asked them, is it true? Told me, shteit. V'ra'u kol am ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimeka. What's the problem? So he had them all. They asked one of the rabbis, so why it doesn't happen by everyone? Said the Gemara says, "V'roi kol am me'oretz kishayim Hashem nikro alecho v'yoru mimeko elu tefillin shebarosh." Yerem Rebbe gezog elu tefillin shebarosh unish al harosh. When tefillin al harosh, when a person has a shalom, when he puts on tefillin hot machshavas, he can't hope that these tefillin will chase people. He doesn't manage to chase the machshavas coming around to Zayin Kof. If we have no machshavas for shikin around the shkotzim, but a person that puts on tefillin azayi. ומשף התפילין ישמח שלו למחשוב לקדושת בליהו חד רב עם כלל שלא יפתנו ויסגר רבנו יצר הרע ונהלת נעזה סור תפילין ורור כל עם מהארץ כשם השם נקרא עליך ויורו ממקו אלו תפילין שבראש so we call it a person so we know that תפילין שבראש is a תחשית מה זאת דברת הזה תשבו we're not really availing. The Lashon HaRambam is ke'aveilim. We ke'aveilim. We feel tzach aveilis. But we're not really aveilim. B'meile, mikta sachachomim lo yu manichim tefillin shebarosh. Because this is a steel that's in miyug aveilis. But the din, the second din, that is mehilchis aveilut, mehilchis tefillin, the tefillin can't be an avel, those pastish and tishbo, because we're not really aveilim. We have to show ke'ilu we aveilim. Nihugi aveilis. ומלך מיקצה סרחומים לא יהיו מניחים תפילין שבראש אין תפילין כיפר אבל העובר אז זה צווי תהלוכת אז זה צווי תהלוכת the brisk is not like the shtickle teire and brisk בסמדרש was not נסקבל the teire why the brisk בסמדרש was not נסקבל the teire אז זה שיין התאירה the brisk בסמדרש the tiny הזה if this is right so come to this הזה The halacha that you're not allowed to put on tefillin, side tefillin shebeyad, side tefillin sheberosh. We said it's not mitzad avelis. Mitzad avelis is only tefillin sheberosh. Mitzad hichis tefillin, it pasnished. Where this halacha has to be? And hichis tefillin or hichis avelis? Where the Rambam has to write it down on Yad HaChazaka? Where the Rambam has to write it down on Yad HaChazaka? Shulchan Aruch, it's Eir HaChaim. A calendar, what to do Sunday, what to do Shabbos, what to do Yom Tov, what to do when you're over. The Rambam is not a calendar. This is the difference of Yad HaChazok and Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has Oira Chaim Lemala Lemaskin. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid. Rambam, this Aloch is Milchoy Sukkah, it's dear. The Korban of Sukkah is in Korbanus. The Lashon is a Rambam. Hilchoy Shvisa Soso. It's not Hilchoy Yom Kippur. Hilchoy Chometz HaMatzah. It's not Hilchoy Pesach. It's not a calendar here. Chometz HaMatzah here. Korbanus look here. Shvisa Soso look here. So with this halacha has to be. And Ilchus Tefillin, not Ilchus Aveilus. Shulchan Aruch brings it both. Ilchus Tefillin and Ilchus Aveilus. But the Rambam brings it down on Ilchus Aveilus. They're going, if we say that it's two dinim, and it's not only mitzad Aveilus, it's also mitzad Tefillin has to be in Ilchus Tefillin. They say over in Brisk, they say over a ma'ase for Reb Chaim. More given a ma'ase in the shtetl in Brisk. There was two ma'asim. A poshta yid and a choshev yid. A grace a gvir. Yeah, the poshta yid died. After a couple of hours, the gvir should die. Second of all, it had to be. The first person will have the levaya. The second levaya will wait till tomorrow. More given ein chel kadisha. It's one car. It's given as a... Because the people that had the money paid off a sticker, and for sure the Levi became first. So the family of the poor people came to Tainet Zereb Chaim. Resign from my father. So Reb Chaim said, a minute. Reb Chaim went to the closet, he took out the Rambam, Hilchis Aveilus. He looked. He closed the Rambam, he told him, it's not your problem, I will deal with it. It's not your problem, I will deal with it. Chaim said like this, you're the time, they were mevazi your father. The shaila is, I was claiming, it's mehilchis aveilus, that the din is that the first mess you have to cover him first. The middle year of a time, mehilchis aveilus, your father was mizbaze. Or it's a zaytik din, ein ma'avirim ala mitzvahs, stop. There's no Indian, your father, it's like a person can't put on the tefillin, the talis, after the tefillin with talis. So the Chavak Kadesh is not a problem. You're not a Mechutani. I decided to look. If the Rambam will bring it in Ilchus Aveilus, it's Medina Aveilus. If it's not Nabo Dayan Ilchus Aveilus, it's not in Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs. So even though it's wrong for Shtot, I have to give Musa to the people that are Ma'avirim Ala Mitzvahs. It's not your business. You go to the Levaya, Ich Shem Metapa Men Chavak Kadesh. If it will be Ilchus Aveilus, you will have a Schus to Man Chavak Kadesh. You may pass your father. I checked, it's not in Ilchus Aveilus. So they say, it's not a Zach. It's not in Ilchus Tefillin Tayan Ibrisk. מה מכל מקום, למעשה, שולחן ערוך שטייט, מה to put on tefillin, side by day, side by night. Side tefillin של רוי, side tefillin by night. Now, our meaning is, why we put on tefillin? Some people put on tefillin בצינה, the אנשי מעשה. Why the Anshe Ma'ase put on tefillin betzina? They hold it's mitzad new gavelis. They hold betzina. The problem is beravim. Betzina is no chesor than the new gavelis. Why we put on tefillin after chatzais? What's time of pshah? The pshat is as it. We hold that after chatzais the minhoge avelis stop. I want to explain. Is five inuim Chazal made a gzeire, achil, eshti, esiche, rechitze, nilas a sandal, Talmud Torah maybe, aber is more avelis, to sit on the floor. After chatzos, we get up. What happened after chatzos? The Torah says, we're mechalik. Til chatzos is keilu meisei muta lefono. The Moshe, we're not menachem. Nachamu, nachamu, menachem Yerushalayim, nachamu, we say in minche. Yerushalayim the Mechol starts. Tefillin is Simon Avelis. It's like Yom Rishon. Over B'Shar Yomim is Mutar. The ghetto from Yom Rishon from Avelis, we're sitting on the floor, we know it is Chatzos. It's a famous Maise, everyone knows the famous Maise, Reb Chaim's mother. Not Reb Chaim's mother, sorry. Biskerovs. Reb Chaim's wife. Chaim, I think, was niftar already, and she had to go to a doctor out of the city in Tisha B'Av. So Reb Chaim, and she had to go with shoes. So it's different halachas if you have to go ben agoyim. Reb Chaim told her to go after chatzais. She asked, what is the difference? She asked to go. Reb Chaim told her, there's two dinim why you're not allowed to go with shoes in Tisha B'Av. One, chamisha inoyim. This is taki the whole day. There's another halacha, that's nihuga avodas, like you sit on the floor. After chatzais, you don't have that din. If you go after chatzais, chos you only over on one din, you're not over on two din. So go after chatzais, but maybe you're only over on the din of chamisha inoyim, you're not over on the din, if minhag avodas. The Marshal, they say from the Goyen that he put on the tefillin in the fourth hour. As they say in Ma'aseh Rav. When he finished, the Goyen went the whole day with tefillin. So when he finished the kines, Be'erich B'Shor Revis, he put on the tefillin. And everyone asks, what is it? The Teretz is very poshut. When you learn the Ramah state, you're allowed to sit on the bench when you finish to say kines. Shnebuah says, L'chua Tzolchion, it's Tolian Chatzois. So the Veshema, till they finish, anyway, we try to say kines till Chatzos. But vice versa, the Goyen learned Pshat and Ramah that the Niyug is almost till Chatzos. The Gebre was to be Ma'arich in kines, and when you finish the kines, then Kilu, the time finished, if the Avelis. So while the Goyen was Machmir be tefillin very much, so in the middle they finished the kines, while if he Pshutu Shel Ramah, you're allowed to sit on the bench, he miyad start the Niyug Avelis, and he put on the tefillin. It's a lot of halachas. Mishabur says the Moshe, you're not allowed to smoke Tisha B'Av. Someone smokes in Tisha B'Av, Mishabur has a sign, maybe it's Tzorich Lenadoisei. Maybe it's a Chiv to Menade. If he has to Menade himself, if he did it, Menade is not a Shaila. It's Chayiv Nidui. Mishabur says, if someone mamish has to. So Mishabur, maybe after Chatzos Betzine. What's it does? Zol Bazaar. And the vote is more for that. Why we say Nachem after Chatzos? The halacha is Meisim Mutal Lefonov said you're not Menachem. Also Lenachem Adam B'Shor She Meisim Mutal Lefonov. After Chatzos is Nishki Meisim Mutal Lefonov. Stop. You have to know that the Sfardim in Yerushalayim they had a minig to put on tefillin and Tisha B'Av even in Shachris. We don't put out, and Sfarim I heard is different minogim, I'm not such a mumchat in the minogim dalton, so ich will nicht gehen rein zu dem. Now, a couple of years ago I had a shaila, and I asked the Gedolei Yisrael, a person is going to be in the hospital, and punk in Chatzos, he has an operation, Tisha B'Av. He wants to know, he's Ashkenazi, if to put on tefillin in the morning or not. And what is his shaila? Lefid Hashir that we said, he's mistopic. I almost went. Because when he was a kid, he chapped. He put on tefillin. Better to do it afternoon. And what if I can't do it in the afternoon? To put it in the morning or not? Lefi Ashir, in the morning is not. We put it in the morning. It's a din. In the afternoon, it's mutter. He was sure Alamo. No, we know it's in Mahal that it's mutter. We push it off to the afternoon. So I went to ask the Gdeli. So Yankee Fisher said, don't put on tefillin. The morning you bought it, afternoon operation. Shmuel Shabbos told me that as he heard from Shlomo Zalman, I'm not so sure that you have to put on tefillin. And not because Ashtikul Teir is that right. Because we paskin mi'ikar ha'aloche, the Mishneh Ramah brings down in Lichos tefillin, that we put on tefillin in Tisha B'Av. We put on tefillin in Tisha B'Av. Simon Tess. Tisha B'Av Chayav B'Tfilin. We know it. Because we pass in B'Chlav, Rav says, Nisa Sachachomim. So Nish Gimel Apsak Mekubel Tzu Alama. We are Choshish to that Shita, and then we say, that Shita only said it Medina Veila, so we don't do it in the morning. Or if it's a Shaila to be a Karkata, then I'm not Tfilin. Or I'm not sure, I'm Zahra, I'm a big Machleikas. Someone has to eat in Tisha B'Av. He's sick, so in the morning he takes a eat. To put on the halacha is to put on tefillin before or not. Shmuel Zalman said to eat. He went down and Maram Shik said, "Avada nisht." I'm sorry. He has to eat. The shayla was to put on tefillin. Mitzvah says you're not allowed to eat before you put on tefillin. So he wants to know. Oh, but the ma'is you only do it in chatzos. Shem Zalman said, put on tefillin in the morning, and you could eat later. The Maram Shik says no, in the morning it's not Zman Tfilin. It's no issue to eat before Tfilin. No, he had to eat in the morning. I'm saying a person had to eat in the morning. No, but if he has to eat in the morning, Shaila is if it's an issue to eat before you're putting on Tfilin. Now you have to know, but Altis Gishmak, when Azay Shet Mogin Avrom, and Allah Rishonim, and Allah Achronim, what we said. When you open Chofetz Chaim, it's mamish a pele, mamish a pli atzuma, pele atzuma. And Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, not Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Mishnah Bura, said the Gabi da Aloche, putting on tefillin. Noyagim shelo laniach tefillin b'tishbav shachis. Al pi ha-medrash, bitza im rosa e biza, hishnich mishomayim eretz tiferes Yisrael, Zut Tfilin. And I am Moker. Finish talking even though Sharatzion of them. Mogel Avrom says, Azei di Avelis. We explain the whole Shtikal Tere, it's Medina Avelis. Chofetz Chaim will have no Moker. It's no Moker, it's no Sharatzion even. Al pi ha-medresh, Bitsa im Rosoi, Biza ha-papare di leize talis, Hishter mishomayim eres tiferes Yisroa Zut Tfilin. So Ken Zayin, also Ken Zayin, the Chofetz Chaim learned that was not the Pshore, Minche, Weistreis, the Chofetz Chaim learned, it's a Laveles, you're allowed to put on tefillin. It's a Laveles, Avada, you're allowed to put on tefillin, the Chofetz Chaim learned. Why you don't put on tefillin? I'll speak the Medrash. It's an Ayazach. I mean, in the morning, as a Zeichel to the Medrash, we don't put it on. So, in the Medina Avraham, Shnei Dumi Da Aveles. Rambam, Rabbi Yechir in Paris, Ale Shnei Dumi Da Aveles. Aber das jetzt, wenn ich spätze, aber mit Katzer, wo wir finish like that. Der Ritva fragt der Kasche. Der Ritva ist in meinen Kotten, but I think maybe also in Sukkah, I didn't check. No. Steht die Gmorre, Ovel chayev bekol ha-mitzves chutz min ha-tfilin, shenem arboem per. Fragt der Ritva, auf was steht nicht, portu mikol chayev bekol ha-mitzves chutz min ha-tfilin ve Talmud Teiro. He's also portu in Talmud Teiro. אז אני פרק דרית פה. שאובל חייב בכל המצווה חוץ מן התפילין שנאמר בהם פער. שנאמר יחס כאל פער המעניק דוים. פרק דרית פה, אבל שתהיית ניש אובל חייב בכל המצווה חוץ מן התפילין ותלמוד תוירו. היא אנציס טו תירוצים. אין לא אינדי מן הכלולס. לא, אין נכנם. ואויד, היזייצן קרישמה. Frag the world, he's not potum mit Talmud Torah, he's chayev. He can learn happy things, he could learn sad things, he could learn Eiv, Medrash Eiv. So the Vil Zorin Ashtikul Torah. Aber chas v'sholem, ich bin nicht, Torah ist am Amovis lam Asmilim bo. Avadi, the Oilam have to learn Tishu bo, ich bin nicht, we learn in Talmud Torah, sam Amovis lam Asmilim bo, sam Achayim lam Achiyayim bo. Lam Aminim bo. Weißt du, sie lernen, dass Ovel ist Porto mit Talmud Teuchel. Weil es steht noch in Chaim HaKodesh, in der Beginning of Parkash Ekev, he says, a person only chayev to learn Teuchel when he's besimcha. Teuchel was given besimcha. When you're not besimcha, sagt, it's also to learn. Bezad the Teuchel. Teuchel HaKodesh, you can't stam learn Teuchel. Mi sheroitze yove v'yitoyel, sie nicht azeh. If it's not Mekdusha v'Taire, if it's not in the Tzure v'Richtike Yeshiva, this is Nishken Talmud Teire. This is Goyim Mishmit Nish. Someone could know Ganshas, and is not learning in the right way, not only that he will not get Tzchar, he will go to Gehelen to learn the way he's learning. Teire is Nishtam, if you learn it, it's Tam HaChochme. Teire is Ninim, Kedusha v'Taire. The Gemara says, Balkeri, Osur v'Talmud Teire. Shenema be'eima v'reses b'ziyah. Today we will chazam v'ekel because Mekedish. Teir is not if you want, you could learn. Ken is on a shake, it's a learner. Zog de Orachayim HaKodesh on Simcha Mekenish learners in Yishtok in Mitzvah Talmud Teir. Chutz from that, is a halacha, that Ovel is also with Talmud Teir, and it makes him happy. Pekudi Hashem Yishorim Nesam Chilei. There's two reasons that Ovel cannot learn Teir. He's potter me the Mitzvah, Orachayim HaKodesh says that it's also, We'll say it's a p'tur. It's like the ritva. It's a p'tur. Teira was given p'kud Hashem Yishorim Mesamchi Lev. Nish Mesamchi Nishkan Teira. V'ar Yivno Hashem Elokeinu Zdi V'Sir Yisrach B'Fino. Azei Gei Teira. Rav Avraham Minahar Zogt in the Dorim. That you don't say Anteira Mitzvah Lav Lehel Is Nidnu. But those in the Chefza from Teira. Oren is Potum Mit Talmud Teira. It's not the Simcha. But that also is the ritva. It's another issue to learn. Teira makes you so happy. What's coming to And the issue to learn steak, dvorim amutorim, is not dvorim atzuvim, is not also. It doesn't make you so happy. Over the p'tur from Talmud Torah, how the ritva blight? The p'tur from Talmud Torah blight. Again, this is no lepilpule. Avad chas v'sholem, to be misbato zayim, especially if someone's not really sad, achfei tishvos is zayim heter, bichlam not to learn. Mirza Hashem, we will be zayche, שיבונה ביסמיק דורש ממהירו בימינו אומן סך.